Hello, I'm Liam Hardy.
And I'm Mohan Kyle.
And today we're going to be discussing the Eco Trailer from the Leicestershire District Woodcraft Folk. So, what is the Eco Trailer?
Well, the Eco Trailer is a trailer with a sloped face, and this face has about 4 metres squared of solar panels. This amazing contraption was built by the young people of the Woodcraft Folk. Inside, the panels charge up 4 90-kilogram batteries with a maximum output of 800 watts. This is about 60 energy-saving light bulbs, or another equivalent, phone charging, laptop charging, marquee lighting, disco lights, and a large PA system, all simultaneously.
So, what's this all about then?
Well, primarily, our Eco Trailer is for education, to educate people about climate change and ways we can help combat climate change. In my opinion, the greatest threat to mankind at the moment is climate change. There's so much the public doesn't know about it, and there are so many different misconceptions. And contrary to popular belief, each person can make a difference. There are so many simple things you can do, such as putting traffic excluders and changing your light bulbs to energy-saving light bulbs can save a lot of energy. Even better, you can change your energy supplier to one of the green ones, such as Good Energy, who generate all of their electricity by wind power or other sustainable means.
So, draft insulation and energy-saving light bulbs, is that it?
Of course not! There's so much you can do to cut down your carbon emissions. Saving energy is a key way to do this, and loft insulation and wall insulation will drastically cut your energy bills. Also, travel is a great contributor to carbon emissions. Leave your car at home and take your bike instead. Cycling is a great way to keep yourself fit, especially after Christmas, and it saves the environment.
Okay, well, I've got some energy-saving light bulbs. I cycle sometimes. I think I'm all right.
Well, no, not really. The average carbon dioxide emissions for a Briton is 10 tonnes per year, where the global fair share per person is only 2 tonnes. Anything more than this, and it spells disaster.
How do you know this?
Well, I've been on Climate Mobile. I texted climate to 810. This gave me some software on my phone which gave me a breakdown of where my carbon emissions are coming from and gave me some helpful hints on how to reduce them. That number again is 810. It's time to face your elephants.
Oh, sounds scary. Okay, so back to the Eco Trailer. How have you been using it in the past year or so?
For the past 3 years, we've been taking it to our annual district camp. And here, we've had direct contact with people of all ages, from 5 years old upwards. And at this early stage, it's key to get them understanding the problem, and so they can make a lifestyle choice right from the very start, and how they themselves can help avert disaster. Obviously, this is just at a district, local scale, say just one county. More than this, we've taken it to a national event for older woodcrafters. And here it's been in contact with about 150 older teenagers, and they've all seen and experienced the benefits that sustainable energy can provide. I mean, it was here where we used a PA system. It was here we ran the disco lights off it. And then after this, this summer, we've teamed up with a local organic food supplier. Their pizza wagon, equipped with a wood-burning stove, alongside our Eco Trailer, effectively promotes healthy eating and sustainability at local events and fairs, such as the Southall Agricultural Show. So, you've learned a bit about our Eco Trailer. What do you think's our next step?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard a bit about this wind power. What's that all about?
Well, wind power is generating electricity by the force of the wind. The wind turns the turbine as opposed to steam in a conventional power station. Ourselves, we have a small wind turbine and we're planning to fit it to our Eco Trailer in the coming months to provide some extra electricity. We've already done, and will continue doing, small fairs and village fetes and events and so forth. But now we want to expand further. We hope to take the message of healthy eating and sustainability on the more national scale. So look out for us at large festivals such as Glastonbury.
Tell me more about this pizza trailer.
Well, It's a trailer, and inside it has a large wood-burning stove. And above the stove, we have an oven where we can cook the pizzas. Next to that, we have a wood-burning hot water heater to provide hot water for washing up or even making cups of tea and coffee. When we take it to events, it is staffed and run completely by young people, from the producing the pizzas at the start to cooking and selling. It's all done by young people.
So how far has this eco-trailer been?
It's been all over the place. It's been down to Kent, around Leicestershire, around Nottinghamshire. It's even gone all the way to Anglesey.
Oh yeah, I saw it there. There was something else as well. What was that all about?
Oh, you saw our sauna.
Yeah. A sauna? Whew.
Oh yeah. Our sauna, it's wood-fired and it's a well-insulated shed. And this shows the benefits on energy-saving insulation. A simple shed turned into a sauna.
That sounds brilliant. What about when you're finished in the sauna and you're all sweaty? What do you do then?
Well, we set up some solar showers. Solar showers? Oh, there's black bags with a hose stuck on, you say? No, definitely not. Nothing primitive for us. Well, basically, we have these glass tubes which absorb solar radiation, turn it into heat, and the heat gets transported to the end of the tube. At the end of these tubes, they all fit into a manifold, and in this manifold, there is water. This water obviously gets hot. When it's at the correct thermostatic temperature, we put it into a tank, and then from that tank, we can use it just like a normal shower. Nothing primitive about this.
Thanks, Mohan, for giving us some insight into all this. Now, here's some opinions we collected from a local sixth form.
Are you concerned about climate change?
Yes, I am.
That's a big thing.
Yes, I am.
Yes?
I am, yeah.
I am concerned about climate change.
I would say more concerned than most people that I meet.
Want to learn more about it, but not enough necessary to do something about it.
We are responsible for what's happening.
It's a hard thing, really, because tackling it obviously requires lots of people to join together.
Doing and seeing is a lot different, so I'd rather be doing something than seeing it.
I don't feel that I know enough to know how I can respond in an appropriate way, because I don't know what I can do.
Me, I only ever go in the car once a week, usually speaking to work, and that's because there are no bus routes. And yeah, that's really why I have to. I'm dependent on the car.
I think that the government needs to take on new policies in order to make people more aware of what's happening to the world.
Hello.
I think there needs to be more education on the subject.
Not quite enough about the solutions, because obviously I haven't got there yet, but...
If everyone got together and tried to make a difference, then we'd be able to see the results really clearly.
It's going to be tough, and everyone's going to have to contribute to solving the problem.
Personally, I don't really give a fuck about climate change, because I'm probably going to be dead by then, so it doesn't really bother me anyway.
No.
Say yes, damn it! There's some interesting points of view there.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, that last one was kind of strong, really, but... Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you picked up on that last one, actually. Well, the penultimate one, I should say. He says he doesn't care because it's not going to affect him, but I'm afraid it will affect him. It will affect all of us. Our whole generation will be affected.
Exactly. That's the whole point, really. Anyway, we'll just hear a couple of opinions from some people who've already been involved in the eco-trailer now.
I'm here with Hilary Thompson. So, you've seen the eco-trailer in action. What do you think about it?
I think the eco-trailer is really good, since it just ran everything we needed at camp, so it just shows how good renewable energy really is.
And the pizza trailer. I know you've helped staff that. Well, how do you think the public sees it?
Well, I think the public quite likes it, because it's not, say, the standard gas-fired pizza. It's like, ooh, wood-burned pizza. That sounds nice. And then we can say, look, it's renewable energy, and they might actually start thinking about it.
Hi, Kate. You've seen the pizza trailer in action. What do you think of it?
I think it's great. It's really fun and works really well in the evenings at camp when people are hungry. And also we took it to the Evington Village Fete once, and DFs and some ventures ran it, and it worked really well. And a lot of people were interested in it. A lot of people bought things from it. It's got a wood-burning stove, so it's more environmentally friendly.
What personally do you think and feel about climate change? Do you feel at a loss of what to do?
Yeah, a bit, because I think like you see it in the media all the time, and people, especially because I'm in Woodcraft, people do talk about it a lot. And it's like, I suppose through Woodcraft you do learn more about what you can do, but it's still quite hard actually putting into practice, I think.
And in your opinion? What is the greatest misconception about climate change?
I think probably that other people can solve it for you. I think you have to do something yourself. And a lot of people don't realise that. Say most of my friends are aware of it, but they don't really do anything. They don't really know what they can do. Hello!
You've seen the eco-trailer in action. What do you think of it?
It's really great. We have it at our camps and we use it for a lot of things like we use it for radio and this kind of thing and PAs and, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just really useful. Like, it's an easy way to explain to people how energy can be made, how much energy can be made from, you know, more sustainable things. And it makes it more interesting.
What about heating, say, heating water? Have you seen the solar showers?
I have, actually, on a camp a while ago, and they were really good. And we had them in our village, and they were really, really useful, and they were really warm. And I remember they were heating up so much water that they had a swimming pool, they had a paddling pool at the back, because they were heating more than people were using up. And it was a really simple system, but yeah, it was really cool.
So it just goes to show that sustainability can provide everything we want.
Yeah, definitely.
And the pizza trailer. I remember you working on that.
Yes, I have. I wasn't doing very much, though. But yeah. Again, there's another, example of how easy it is to make, to do modern-day things and, to fit in a modern-day life, but without using all, the things that people associate with it, without having to use oil and stuff. I think quite a lot of people think that quite a lot of people think that there's nothing we can really do now anyway, or if they don't think that, quite a lot of people think that it's all stuff made up by the media.
Excellent. As you've just heard, the Eco Trailer
and the Pizza Trailer
have had important roles in helping to educate the public on climate change. Thanks for listening. So, wishing you blue skies
from both of us.